Welcome to the deep dive. Ever stop to think about what makes the air around you, air, or why a balloon gets bigger when it warms up? Today we're doing a quick, hopefully insightful deep dive into the world of gases. It's fascinating stuff, often totally unseen. They're everywhere, constantly working, but what really defines how they behave, what's actually going on at that super tiny level. We've got some sources today that give us a pretty good roadmap, actually. They help us understand gas properties, taking us from things we see every day right down to this invisible dance of molecules. We'll touch on concepts like absolute zero, sounds intense, right? And see how things like pressure and temperature are really deeply linked to these tiny particles we can't even see.
Exactly. Yeah, think of it like a journey. We start with the big picture, the macroscopic things we observe. Then we zoom way, way in to the microscopic, the atomic level. It's really about uncovering the core principles that govern all gases everywhere.
Okay, so for this deep dive, where should we start? Temperature seems like a good place, something we feel. But, you know, the Celsius scale we use every day, apparently that's just scratching the surface when it comes to gases. The absolute Kelvin scale, that's where it gets really important. It gives us this idea of absolute temperature.
Right. And that gives us a true zero point, not just freezing water, but a point where, theoretically at least, all that molecular motion would just, well, stop. Absolute zero.
And you actually see the effect of temperature, like you said, with a balloon expanding in the heat. That's volumetric dilatation.
Yeah. And it's these kinds of observations, these macroscopic changes, that led scientists way back when to figure out the classic gas laws. You've got Boyle's law, for instance. It's not just some abstract formula. It explains practical things like why divers have to exhale slowly coming up, or why your crisp packet puffs up if you drive up a mountain.
Right. So it's that direct link between pressure and volume. They're sort of balancing each other out.
Exactly. Constantly. Then there are the Gay-Lussac laws. They connect volume and temperature, and also pressure and temperature, show how one changes with the other under certain conditions. These were really key for predicting gas behavior.
Okay, that makes sense for the overall behavior, but then you start thinking about the amount of gas, the number of actual particles in there, and this is where, honestly, my mind gets a bit blown. The sheer scale. Avogadro's law comes in here, right? With the mole.
The mole and Avogadro's number.
Yeah, that number. It's just astronomical, like over 600 sextillion particles in one mole. It helps you grasp the huge quantity of substance you're dealing with, even in a small amount of gas.
And that leads us right into the really interesting part, the microscopic model of matter. This is where we change perspective. We start thinking about the ideal gas or perfect gas model. You picture these molecules not just sitting there, but as tiny particles constantly darting around, bouncing off each other.
Like a chaotic dance.
Exactly. It's this relentless random movement. Scientists call it thermal agitation or sometimes Brownian motion. It's, chaotic is a good word.
Okay, so tiny particles zipping around like mad. But how does that create something we can feel, like air pressure pushing on us?
That's the crucial connection. From this microscopic viewpoint, pressure isn't some mysterious force. It's simply the result of all those countless molecules constantly smashing into the walls of whatever container they're in. Billions and billions of tiny impacts.
Oh, okay. So each little collision adds up.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And a key idea here is that these collisions are elastic. Think of perfect tiny billiard balls. They bounce off without losing any energy overall. That assumption makes the model work really well. And we can take it further. Temperature from this microscopic view.
Let me guess. It's related to how fast those molecules are moving.
You got it. Temperature is basically a direct measure of the average kinetic energy of those molecules. How much they're jiggling and zipping around. Faster movement means higher temperature. Slower movement, lower temperature.
So absolute temperature is directly tied to that average molecular motion energy.
Exactly. Which brings us back to absolute zero. That's the theoretical point where this average kinetic energy would drop to zero. All molecular motion ceases. Theoretically.
Wow. Okay, so putting all these pieces, pressure, volume, temperature, the amount of gas together,
leads you to the equation of state of the perfect gas, PV, NRT, the famous one. Well, elegant, really. It ties all those macroscopic properties together based on this microscopic understanding.
You called it the perfect gas equation. Does perfect mean it's not quite right for, real gases?
That's a really important distinction, yeah. The perfect gas model is fantastic. It's simple, powerful, explains a lot, but it is an idealization. It assumes molecules have no volume themselves and don't attract each other at all.
Which isn't quite true in reality.
Not completely, no. especially under extreme conditions like very high pressure or very low temperature. That's when the size of the molecules and the little attractions between them start to matter more. And for that, we have more complex equations like the van der Waals equation, which tries to account for those real-world factors. So yeah, we've kind of gone from seeing a balloon expand macroscopic right down to picturing trillions of molecules colliding microscopic. And an understanding that microscopic dance is fundamentally key. It explains car tires, pressure cookers, weather patterns, even how we breathe.
It really is an incredible hidden world, isn't it? All this constant motion happening right now that we can't see makes you wonder, as we get better at understanding these tiny interactions, especially in weird conditions or with new materials, what comes next? What new tech or insights might pop up? What part of this invisible, energetic world stands out most to you?